Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. This week on Morning Prayer, we're looking to see what insights the Bible has about solving problems that seem insurmountable. Yesterday, we saw how a whole nation was led to freedom by relying on spiritual rather than material means. Today we'll scale things back a bit, but the results are no less dramatic. The prophet Elijah had a big problem. He had angered the king and queen, and they'd sent the army out to kill him. He was discouraged and didn't see any way out. In fact, he asked God to take his life. But God had other ideas. Elijah heard God directing him to get out of the cave he was hiding in and stand on the mountainside. Doing so, he was confronted with a powerful wind, an earthquake, and fire. But God led him to realize these had no power over him. What did have power was the still small voice he heard, the voice of God. That voice let him know that he wasn't going to die and that everything would be okay. And that's the way it turned out. The army didn't find Elijah. Instead, he found a colleague who would carry on his work. Elijah's reliance on spiritual rather than material methods continued, and the Bible says he eventually ascended, left all material methods completely behind. When we face big problems, may we, like Elijah, not be impressed by the scope of the problem, all the metaphoric wind, earthquake, and fire, but instead turn to God and find the power of good propelling us and everyone ahead. Amen.